This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado schools will get more than $11 million from the e-cigarette maker Juul. The money comes from a legal settlement between the e-cigarette company and multiple states. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the settlement aims to address the health implications of underage vaping. Leaders in Steamboat Springs will regroup after voters rejected an affordable housing measure Tuesday. The Brown Ranch property was set to add more than 2,000 housing units if voters approved of the annexation. The Steamboat Springs City Council president says she's confident a new proposal will come soon. This is the last week new immigrants in Carbondale can live in city shelters. The city has been housing dozens of new arrivals since a large group was found living under a bridge. The city provided them their final meal last week and will close its two shelters after Sunday. Brooke Kuhn is Carbondale's newcomer response organizer. She says her biggest task now is helping with paperwork.
We keep saying, like, they've made it this far. They know how to survive with little food or shelter, but what is so hard is to navigate our systems.
A case manager will also help the arrivals find jobs and places to live. A building in downtown Canyon City partially collapsed on Tuesday. Authorities say part of two floors broke away. No injuries were reported, and the cause is under investigation. At least one business closed. Owners of that business say they'll reopen when they're told it is safe to do so. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org. It's 5:06.